So this Feast of the Presentation, we're familiar with at least the images of the refiner's fire, the fuller's lie, this idea that God is going to come into his temple to work out this purification. But I wonder from my own place of need, if we always see or understand that image correctly. Because refiner's fire at his purifying gold or silver, fuller's lie taking away the stains in garments. Do we see ourselves as the gold, the silver, the precious garment? Or do we see ourselves as the impurities to be stricken away? The stain that's got to be scrubbed out. Because that changes our experience of this feast and of God himself. Because if God is coming into the temple to do this work, what's it for? Well, we see that it is precisely because the gold and the silver are valuable that he comes to purify it. Because the garment shouldn't be just thrown away because it's gotten dirty, that he comes to cleanse it. It's precisely because of the value that we have to him that he comes to work this refining, this purification, this cleansing. We may go, okay, sure, I can accept that. But then when we think of fire or lie, we think of their intensity, of how caustic they are, of how much they burn. And so we imagine that if God is going to change us, then it's going to hurt. Maybe when we think of God coming suddenly into the temple, as Malachi says, we go, yeah, he comes into the temple to cleanse it, drive out the money changers, flip the tables over, make a whip out of cords. But canonically, liturgically, what does the church associate with the reading of Malachi? It's our gospel today. It's Jesus entering into the temple, not with a whip of cords or flipping tables over, but as a baby, in subtlety, in poverty. This is how God first comes into his temple to bring about this work. Is that how we've allowed ourselves to experience him coming to purify and to cleanse us? Because, again, not only do we sometimes confuse ourselves with the impurity to be melted away out of the metal, or the stain to be scrubbed out of the garment, we also think that the only way that God can work is with intensity and with roughness, because oftentimes that's the only way that we can work. But our reading from the letter to the Hebrews really ties all of this together beautifully. We see that Jesus has compassion for those who are being tested, those who suffer. He becomes a child of flesh and blood with us. And he makes clear who our enemy is, not us. He doesn't come to destroy us. He doesn't even necessarily lay the blame for our impurities and our stains at our feet. Instead, we have the cosmic vision given to us here, that it is the evil one, the devil, who has the power of death, and those impurities, those stains, are the result of the evil one's power, particularly, and this is important for our spiritual lives, particularly through the fear of death. Not just biological death, but everything that death stands for. Loss. That's the way the evil one enslaves us with sin. That's what keeps the impurities there. That's what lets us have affection for the stains that we have. If I lose these things, what'll happen to me? And so Jesus, again, in all gentleness, doesn't tell us to get over ourselves. He goes there first. He goes to death first. So that even there, the very generosity, the very light of God shines. So as we celebrate this feast of the Lord's presentation, he is presented to us. He comes into the temple of our hearts. Can we maybe shift the image of how we're meeting him? Not as the conquering king coming to take his throne by force if he has to. Not as the prophet coming to drive out the money changers. But the way that Simeon and Anna met him as a baby, in his humility, in his subtlety, in his gentleness, in his poverty. Can we imitate Mary and Joseph, hearing the truth that they already know of who Jesus is, but with wonder and with patience, like Simeon and Anna had shown, waiting for the Lord to do the work that he's going to do? The voice of fear that God comes in harshness and cruelty, that we should fear the fire, that we should fear the fuller's lie, is just another manifestation of the trick of the evil one trying to enslave us. But Jesus has come to show and to give us another way. And he comes to us again in all subtlety. He continues to kind of rhyme with himself. Comes to us in the Eucharist, again, without any tangible intensity. So may we allow these images to be what shapes our welcome, our reception of the Lord as he comes into the temple of our hearts, trusting that what he sees is not the impurities, it's not the stains, it's the silver and the gold, it's the valuable fabric. It's, as St. John Paul II said, the truth that we are not the sum of our weaknesses and our failures, but rather we are the sum of the Father's love for us. So may we allow the Son of the Father, given to us as a brother in adoption, to give us confidence and to make us ready to receive that love.